I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Ukraine's president is telling his people there's no reason to panic, but the nation's leaders say the threat that neighboring Russia will invade is real. The U.S. has put 8,500 troops on heightened alert to potentially deploy to Europe as part of a NATO response force. The troops would not be sent to Ukraine itself. What's going to happen on Wall Street today? It was a pretty wild ride yesterday.
A late-day buying spree helped lift stocks yesterday. The Dow declined more than 1,000 points before rallying and closing up 0.3%. The S&P fell as much as 4% before finishing up 0.3%.
The market was expecting a gradual pace of interest rate hike increases. But now it seems that the Fed is actually going to have to be a little bit more aggressive than expected. And this is why we're starting to see a lot more volatility in stock markets.
That closely watched Fed meeting ends Wednesday. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley.